The Money Show.
The Markets.
David Peacock from Sunland Private Wealth. Finally, a couple of things seem to be going right, David Peacock.
Yeah, Bruce, good evening. It is actually good to see that we are getting some positive comments, and it's interesting that this happened just ahead of our president going to the G7. So, you know, it's been a long road, and we've had a hard time in South Africa in the last while. So it's good to see, you know, these positives coming through. And I saw there were some comments about, well, is the post office next? By a previous CEO who obviously thinks there's some opportunity ahead.
Okay, I mean, look, we wait and we watch and we see. A choppy week for markets, understandably so, a choppy week for the currency. The currency seemed to calm down when US interest rates were published yesterday. And yes, they're high, but regarded as transitory, time will tell. And then, of course, the big IPP announcement in terms of power provision was also a massive positive.
Yeah, so this transitory comment, which is now the new buzzword in terms of inflation in the United States, is clearly, you know, something that I think is quite important in terms of how we're going to see this market going forward. Because, you know, as we've said in the past, the sort of issue in terms of stimulus into the economy as well as raising interest rates in the U.S. Is obviously very, very important. And in fact, today, you know, we saw the University of Michigan consumer sentiment numbers out, you know, that came in ahead of expectation. So, yeah, I think we're at a quite an interesting turning point. Clearly, in terms of South Africa, I mean, we're basically flat for the week. And I hope that, you know, this announcement in terms of Johnson & Johnson and their vaccines isn't, you know, going to possibly put a bit of a damper on a share like Aspen going into the new week.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've asked tonight, we've approached Stavros Nikolaou, who works with Business Unity South Africa, and he's also an executive at Aspen Pharmacare. He can't speak on this. He says he doesn't think anybody except J&J for now can speak on it. And then, of course, we've got to get our own regulators to do a report as well. That's Helen Rees and her group. And we've approached Stephen Sard's people tonight, and they say they want a formal pitch via email. So maybe we'll get some clarity on Aspen, its role and opportunity there, hopefully on Monday. What we did get today was an update out of Omnia, fertilizer producer, and they, yeah. I mean, agriculture's had a boom time over the last 12 to 18 months, and they benefited from that.
Absolutely. So in the sort of last reporting period, you know, Omnia has done a lot in terms of tightening up their balance sheet, tightening up their business. You know, they've seen this last period as really, as they term it, a fix-it period. And, you know, the share was trading around 15 Rand in May last year. Bruce, you know, closed at 54.75 today. So it's great to see. Obviously, in terms of what's happened with agriculture has been a big benefit to the company. Historically, trading on sort of a P/E of less than 5. And, you know, I think what we're going to see next, in the next week or so, when they actually release their final numbers, is this dividend going to be reintroduced, because they haven't paid one since sort of 2019. So obviously 2020 was where they held off on the divvy. So yeah, it looks like from a South African perspective, there are a number of South African companies that you're starting to see decent turnarounds.
Good on that front. African Rainbow Capital, was there an update from them? I just saw a headline and was so caught up in the SAA story, I didn't get time to click on it.
So, Bruce, generally things looking better, time looking quite interesting. They've done a couple of deals in the last while, which look like they're quite positive. So the share was pretty much unchanged on the day today. So I think the market's still obviously digesting that trading update, and clearly I think the market's still looking at the discount in terms of NAV as to, you know, where the share price is and the sort of NAV. Clearly the action that the management is taking at the moment, they have a very strong intention of narrowing that discount.
They're under a huge amount of pressure to do so. David Peacock, thank you. He's a portfolio manager at Sunlum Private Wealth.